A fissured thermometer strip mounted beside the rusted automatic hatchway read 123 degrees, old measure, Fahrenheit. You knew that it was Friday night in Population City because of the roar of bustling crowds below the balconies of the number 1008 public quarter tower. The tired whining of an outdated electric wheelchair crammed the scrap-packed ghetto apartment. Pilot rotated past a staggering pile of video equipment dating back to the turn of the century. Super VHS, 3/4 inch, and even a crumpled Meridian nonlinear workstation with a bullet hole in the casing. Then he coasted to a soot-blackened screen door leading to the balcony.
What can we see tonight?
Pilot asked himself as he leaned a little over the balcony rail. Sparta Boulevard, a constricted street chock-a-block with traffic and herds of drug peddlers, tourists, prostitutes, and cops, sprawled out below his concrete overhang. The boulevard stretched for miles, and if you followed it east, you'd find yourself in Neon City, the unofficial gutter name for New Miami. However, Population City was his cage, and the proof was in the street below. Proof that he would probably never escape the urban torment, and would eventually die there, broken and alone. It was the same thing he saw every Friday, and the lack of variety soured him. Pilot was a video jock, a pirate of hard entertainment. War footage, violent sports matches, public executions, all sorts of banned media, but not pornography. Never pornography. Watching naked people sweating and writhing made him sick. Pilot sat at his VA-issue electric mobilizer, twirling a long black curl in his stubbed finger.
Night like a mother,
he said to himself. The public tower's coolant system was down, and his one-room living space was heated like a fissionaire oven. The balcony was his only source of relief. Across from his building sat an identical one, its coolant system out as well, and the inhabitants spilled out onto their proper bastions to escape the harsh summer heat. It was 1926 hours, and the neighbors knew that the festivities were about to begin.